I own this town. I own everything in this town. I own your nice new car. I own the beautiful cabin that you live in. And I especially own your delicious wife. Says the sheriff, again of his nasty domineering leer, snarl the top dog, side-armed keeper of the dark faith. So tonight is your initiation into our cult. Join or die. Johnny Coven, the choice will be yours.
Sheriff drives Johnny and his very silent, unspeaking wife home. He kisses Johnny's wife on the cheek. And he tells Johnny and his wife that I'll be here tonight to pick you up. And we'll go back here, and you'll meet the whole town. And we're going to have a little ceremony. A sacrifice or initiation. Again, the choice shall be yours. As Johnny's wife gets out, the man's wife snuggles closer to him, and he salaciously fondles her breasts, starts up the car, and drives away. There's nowhere to go, really. The townsfolk are all over this place. Johnny does consider walking away or running away. He doesn't trust his wife now. And he goes hiking. But wherever he goes, he seems to run into some other hiker who's like, "Hi, Johnny. How you doing?" "Oh, no surprise to see you here, Johnny." Johnny returns home. Has bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes, and some tea, followed by the rest of the beers in the icebox, and a nice fat joint or two of that awesome purple leaf weed she's been getting. His wife apologizes for getting him into this, but she says that this is her church. And she's just doing what the master says. What is this initiation about? You have to eat the heart of a deer they bring in and rip open, chant after they do with blood, with mouth dripping in blood, guzzles of it, naked, and everybody else will be naked. We'll smear the deer blood all over ourselves. We'll roll in it. We'll fuck. It'll be a big orgy, and you'll be on the crew, and you'll be safe then, as long as you live by the rules. "Sorry, honey," she says, kissing him on the forehead, like he's a little baby. So the dreadful hours pass. Johnny is totally fucked up now. Finishing the roach of his second joint when the loud cop knock, and very appropriately so, comes to his door. Sheriff Rocky Bader. A couple of his buck-tooth, mean, sneering-looking deputies are here to escort Johnny and Mrs. Coven to the ceremony. And so they go. But Johnny made a few calls. He had some friends coming for a quote-unquote surprise visit before this whole ordeal went down. These are good friends, four of them, of Johnny's. And they were coming to hunt. That means they'll have their guns. So Johnny called them as they're driving into across the border there of Colorado and told him what his situation was. They said they would be ready. They would rescue him. And Johnny just had to hope things were going to turn out right. So, it's the night of the ritual. Everybody's dressed in black robes, but Johnny is dressed in a half-white, half-red robe with a weird sigil on it that resembles that hideous whole tree-carved idol that he'd seen earlier. There's lots of townsfolk here. And there's a speech going on by the sheriff, who's already naked except for the long blade strapped to his hip with the gun on the other hip. And the place reeks of weed. Everybody's taking hit after hit after hit. Suddenly, Johnny's friends burst into the scene with rifles and shotguns, demanding that everybody remain calm and does not move, but the opposite happens. These people are well armed behind their robes. They have lots of handguns and other weapons. And they don't hesitate to fucking draw their guns, and as they do, and as the sheriff does, they open fire. The fight is short and brutal, and both men take a hell of a lot of beating. But Johnny gets him down on the ground, and he grabs a large rock and thrusts it into his head as hard and fast as he can. It smashes into the man's forehead. Hard. Again, 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 he swings the rock into the man's face, bloodying, flattening the nose. The man groans and screams in pain, but he doesn't fucking die. He hits and he hits and he hits and he hits. He must have swung that big double fist size rock into his face about 70 times now with all this draining might, and he's still not dead. In fact, he's still fighting to try to get back to his feet.